From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. French prosecutor says the co-pilot of the Germanwings passenger jet that crashed in the French Alps this week made a deliberate attempt to destroy the aircraft. Marseille prosecutor Bryce Robin said the co-pilot, 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz, locked the pilot out of the cockpit, leaving himself alone in control of the Airbus A320. The prosecutor said Lubitz then accelerated the descent of the aircraft, flying it at 700 kilometers an hour and crashing it into the remote snowy mountains in southeastern France, killing all 150 people aboard. The descent could only have been done deliberately, Robin said in a news conference. In all circumstances, it is deliberate. The prosecutor said there is nothing to suggest a terrorist attack, but we will see the circumstances of that person. Warplanes from Saudi Arabia and its Arab allies have struck Shiite Muslim rebels seeking to overthrow Yemen's president, drawing angry reaction from Iran. VOA's Scott Bob reports from our Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem.
The Iranian government denounced the airstrikes, saying they would complicate efforts to end a conflict that is likely to further inflame sectarian hostilities across the region. Iran supports Houthi rebels in Yemen who follow a similar form of Shia Islam. The Saudi government said it would do whatever is necessary to protect what it called the legitimate government of Yemen. The Arab League, which is gathering for a summit in Egypt, said it fully supported the Saudi-led effort. Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi had taken refuge in the southern city of Aden after being driven from the capital Sana'a last month. The airstrikes were aimed at halting a Houthi advance, which had reached the outskirts of Yemen's second-largest city.
This is VOA News. Iraqi forces carried out operations to recapture the city of Tikrit on Thursday, hours after warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the city. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press that clashes intensified as Iraqi troops and special forces moved toward the center of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Iraqi warplanes also launched airstrikes on positions of the Islamic State militants in Tikrit. Wednesday's airstrikes by the coalition began after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi requested support for a month-old offensive to retake the strategic area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif are resuming their negotiations on Iran's nuclear program, this taking place Thursday in Switzerland, as they enter the final days before a self-imposed deadline for a framework agreement. Ahead of the meetings in Lausanne, a senior State Department official told reporters that the U.S. can see a path forward to get an agreement by the March 31st target. Iran and the group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany want to reach a final deal by the end of June that would restrain Iran's nuclear activity in return for easing economic sanctions. Nigeria's president and his main challenger have released a statement pledging to respect the outcome of Saturday's election as long as it is free, fair, and credible. Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka, a member of Nigeria's National Peace Committee, read the statement for reporters in Abuja.
We call on INEC and all security agencies to ensure strict adherence to their constitutional rules. We also pledge to respect the outcome of free, fair, and credible elections. Today, we again renew our commitment to a united, democratic, and prosperous Nigeria.
The candidates also called on Nigerians to refrain from violence or any acts that may jeopardize the election's credibility. Post-election violence in 2011 killed some 800 people. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah says Afghanistan and the United States have begun a new chapter in their relations as he and President Ashraf Ghani continue their first visit to the U.S. since the formation of a power-sharing government. The leaders have met with President Barack Obama, Secretary of State John Kerry, and other top officials in what Mr. Abdullah described as a substantive discussion in Washington. The positive impression is a marked contrast to the often strained relations between U.S. officials and President Hamid Karzai. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.